missed it dawn. Morning, there was thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. The sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall be a...
Shalom Aleichem Mishpachas, Todd Hammer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, praise, honor, and worship to the Father of our forefathers, Yahweh, or more appropriately, as we believe it is pronounced, Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens and who has our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Yitkadal ve'yitkadash shmei rabah. May his great name grow exalted and sanctified. Today Hallelujah. We're going to... cover the petition a little bit again. We're getting ready for that for this coming first day. And then we're going to tell you some new information. It's not that new. I guess it came out on January 24th, and maybe, I don't know if it was found anywhere before that, but some stuff that's come out on the Super Bowl that's just interesting to say the least, and that's all we're going to say about it.
So I'm not saying it's going to happen or anything
at all,
like that.
Right. So we'll get into that. We'll just do some more, just to let you know, remember to remind you the petition. It's a petition for freedom that we're bringing before the court of heaven on the first day on Super Bowl, Abomination Bowl Sunday.
Which is Imbolc, the day of Imbolc,
right.
One of their pagan holidays.
Yep, don't forget, we're not just coming against the Super Bowl, we're coming about Imbolc, against Imbolc, and we're coming against the
Bridget,
Olympics that are coming. That's
Janus.
Right. And the invocation of this winter storm, Janus.
Mother Mary.
Yep. And we're doing it because we understand that these are magic rituals that are being done over the people. And the people are being tricked into giving their consent to it and participating in it under the guise of, oh, it's just a good time. You know, all that gluttony and all of that partying is exactly what we should not be doing. So on that day, we are going to be fasting. We're from the morning to that evening, we're going to be fasting. And then we're also at the halftime show is when we're going to enter the courts. We're going through a full ceremony to do that with linen, anointing oil, praise music, reading, and at the end of the ceremony, we will be blowing the shofars.
Blowing his voice.
That's right. And we're going to post this finalized petition on the sixth day, on Friday, for the Paradigm Shift show. We're going to post it online, but then we're also going to read it for the Paradigm Shift show so that everyone can get tuned in and harmonized on the same frequency.
Everyone out there in radio land that doesn't venture on to HebrewNationOnline.net or com, one of the two. If you guys don't go on there and you don't know that the petition's out there, we're going to read it for you out loud so you can understand what we are doing and why.
That's right. And then also you can print your own copy of this and you can go in on the halftime show to the court
Please
of
do.
Heaven yourself and present
the
this petition
point.
On behalf of the people.
We all have to repent. We have to repent for our own sins and also our forefathers' sins, just as it was done in Daniel 9. Daniel chapter 9, when the 70 years was up, he was paying attention, he was a watcher. Not every one of the Yahudim, it was not just the Jews that were, that they call them today, the southern kingdom of Israel that were in Babylon, but it was a mixture of Benjamites and of the northern 10 tribes who escaped to Babylon, didn't escape, but they were taken to Babylon. After 126 years after the northern 10 tribe kingdom fell, and most of them went into the southern steppes of Russia and to the colonies that were in the globally established by King David and Solomon's empires.
So if you want to email us and you would like the procession of the ceremony that we're going to be doing so you can try to literally be in alignment with us, we'll be happy to email that to you. Just contact us at petranch@dishmail.net. Or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net. And the other thing is that if you want your name officially added to the petition, you can send us an email letting us know the name that you would like added. We will not post this list but it will be printed on hard copy to attach to the official petition. So if you'd like to do that, we're willing to do that also. And if you have any questions, again, you can contact us for those reasons. This is going to be this Friday, this 6 day, we're going to read the finalized petition. We're going to post it online. We need signatures before first day. And then first day is when we will begin our fast. And then at the halftime show, we will enter into the court. And then we will end our fast after, sometime after that, as Abba leads. So.
And then, you know, in this past Torah Parsha that we read this past week, that a lot of folks are on, Mishpatim, it's about the judgments and right rulings between brothers and sisters and masters and servants. And we all fulfill a position of either master or servant in various aspects of our lives. And we cannot treat each other appropriately in right ruling of heart matters unless we, in the manners that are prescribed in the Torah, unless our heart is healed. Our Yeshua, our King and High Priest, when he was here, the Torah that was made living flesh and walked this earth and who is alive today in heaven sitting at the right hand of our Father, he came and he gave us one commission only, and that is to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. And how do you do that? You do that by living out the Torah as he did in your own heart, taking every thought captive of our own selfish flesh that comes up on a daily basis, and then measuring that against the only true measuring rod in the universe, the Torah physics of the universe, as Messiah walked it out, not the additions or the subtractions of the Jews or the Christians, but only by the words that are written in that book by the Father. You know that all those words and all those laws and all those ways require a proper heart in order to execute them because of our own selfishness, our own greediness, our own covetousness, our own things that we think that we want to have in life or out of life and in our paradigms of who we are and where we come from and where we think we're going. That is all being defined by the media culture that has been set up for you, the mercantile culture, that is owned by the banker kings that own the Federal Reserve banking systems around the world that print the fiat money.
Break your programming.
Break your programming, because every bit of radio, from the printing press to the radio programming to television today to internet,
yes,
education, every bit of it, they control all of that. They're the ones who began to dictate from the very beginning of what you would see on TV. And when TV and radio first came out, it was much more genteel, and over time they purposefully, by their scientific studies from their institutes like the Tavistock Institute in London, they in their Council on Foreign Relations, their trilateral commissions, their Bilderberg, all their secret societies that they have, they scientifically designed all the program that is coming to us since these things came out. And they, like I said, they came out in a genteel fashion. And then they begin to add sex, murder, rape, violence, homosexuality, bestiality, everything that you can imagine that's abominable.
Necrophilia.
And today you're going to be going to a giant Super Bowl and also to an Olympics bowl stadium, and you're going to be in the womb of Isis with the phallic symbol of the penis of Osiris sitting outside of the stadium. That is the symbol of the Super Bowl the trophy that everyone fights over, and then the bowl itself is the womb that the sorcery incantations are being mixed in to use you're going to impregnate you with more filth, and you're giving your authority for them to bring the judgment that Yah allows them in being the tyranny over you.
They know exactly what they're doing. So this petition, this is what this is against. We're standing against this. We don't want anything to do with this abomination. Oh, we vomit it out of our mouths.
And going back to Mishpatim again, this week's Torah portion, the first and foremost thing we have to do is treat each other right. It goes through that thing first. And it says, when I bring you to the land, the first thing you need to do, or any land that we're in, we're supposed to keep watch. And any time they bring up their pillars or their big wombs, like these giant buildings and all of their satanic symbols that are on all their corporations, on all our clothing, on all of our
tear them down.
Tear them down and destroy them. And none of us have the understanding to do that today. Most of us do not.
And that's for this petition. Those of us who do have that understanding understand the judgment that's about to befall this nation. And that is where this petition is being driven from, is our cry to let us go. We don't want to have to be partakers of this.
No,
Abba,
we're done.
We want to be released. But then
if you would give us the right and authority, if we could go out and do the things of Elijah and challenge all their priests and run swords through them, we would do it in a heartbeat. If you would allow us to go down and tear down these Osiris pillared churches, mega churches, and all the other abominable buildings like our Washington D.C. Capitol buildings and all their altars and their secret groves like in the California Bohemian Grove with their Moloch owl statue, we would go and tear them down. If we were allowed by the authority and understanding and our repentance, if we were bruised and humble, if we were allowed to, we'd go grab a hold of Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons and all these corrupt senators like Nancy Pelosi and everyone else and the Queen of England and the Rothschilds, and we would hang them from the yard arms in tar and feathers.
Which is the second part of the petition, is for the people who are not aware, we're asking that he would wake them up. If they want to be part of his kingdom, then they need to have their eyes open to the fact that they're slaves or they'll never understand to come out of their slavery.
That's right.
And that's probably the scarier part of the petition, because who knows when he's going to render judgment on that, when he's going to answer that.
It's
going to
be
that.
Absolute destruction before the majority wakes up.
It's going to be very uncomfortable. It's the boot on the neck.
That's right.
Also want to say thank you to the Paradigm Shift team down under, our brother
Hallelujah.
And sister, who are
Greg and
fully
Shelley.
Half of this team that is putting together this petition. They are just doing a wonderful job, and we just want to give them acknowledgement over the
God
airways, because they
they
have such a heart for Abba, and they do understand the reality of what this petition is for. And they also helped us see some of this. At least for me, I hadn't seen some of the stuff that was out on the Super Bowl, and they showed us some more stuff that we want to present to you now. And the main thing you have to understand from this point forward, the theme for this year's Super Bowl or Abomination Bowl is TRAP. T-R-A-P. Okay? Keep that in your head as you listen to what we're about to read and talk about. That's the reason why we're going to read this letter to you that was posted on Before It's News on January 24th, 2014. We're reading this letter to you. It sounds like a zillion other things have gone across our desk, but this time it's a little different because the theme of this year's Super Bowl is TRAP. Okay, keep that in mind. And understand there was a movie that Oblivion with Tom Cruise. It was the MetLife Stadium
in the movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise, where the last Super Bowl was played, and when he came back to Earth to fix one of the drones that was managing the remnant of the people on the planet, he went into that blown-up stadium and played a football game in his head, the last one. But that was the MetLife Stadium, was where it was blown up at and destroyed.
And did it have something to do with Denver, too, in the stadium? Did they show Denver or Broncos?
I can't remember that part. But the point of what we're bringing this up for is doesn't mean it's going to happen this way. But 9/11, years, a decade before 9/11 happened in the United States, it was on The Simpsons. It was in several movies. It was in lots of different forms of various media, on clocks on the walls and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they were sticking in your face everywhere.
So they had it everywhere, and they're going to do the same thing for their giant exercise they're going to have to do this time again. And as at the Atlantic Council meeting, I believe, in Georgia or someplace in the Atlantic Council meeting, it's a revolving door to the Obama administration. Whoever goes through that think tank gets to go on to be in the administration in some form or fashion. But the guy that wrote the shock and awe doctrine for the Iraq war, he stated last week or the week before that they have to start getting rid of and targeting empowered individuals, empowered people, people who are awake and understand what's going on.
Yep.
He said the New World Order governance is failing.
Yep.
So what he means by that, Mishpokah, is that the New World Order governance is already here, like we've been telling you over and over again. They've already divided up the world into 10 kingdoms and 10 nations, and they've given the authority to those kings. That's why you people don't understand why your politics aren't going the way you want them to inside of your nations.
And he said because it's failing, they need a catastrophe to get it back on order.
That's right. And that's what is coming. They're going to execute 2/3 plus of the population of the planet if they get allowed by the courts of heaven by Yah. Because remember, Yah is the one who orchestrates the evil. So the one you have to blame is yourselves, because you're living your life in corruption. You're buying, literally buying everything, mind, body, and soul, of what they are selling you.
That's right.
And keeping you enslaved at.
And being mad or laughing at, like you've been programmed to, anybody who's talking against it and trying to expose it for what it is, which is ritualistic magic. They are sorcerers, and they are absolutely the synagogue of Satan, and they are doing everything they can against the people of the book.
Now, before we get on to the article, you were also mentioning the Super Bowl halftime
themes. Yes.
The Madonna theme was polytheism, and that, remember, Mishpacha, that was done when she came out as Isis, and they had Egyptian.
Or Baphomet.
Baphomet, Babylonian
too.
Egyptian.
I mean, they had Mercury dancing around her. It was completely a pantheon of gods that they presented to you on that 2012.
And last year's was
Beyonce's.
Beyonce's, and this
she was empowerment of women.
Empowerment feminism. Of women. So it's a goddess worship again, all over again. And all of these gods and goddesses, doesn't matter what name you call them, it's Satan behind all these. He's the only one with the ever-changing name and ever-changing personas. The Madonna halftime Super Bowl was the most watched in history with 114 million people, 3 million more people than the actual game. Beyonce's show was the second most watched halftime show in recorded history with the, as well.
So. Totally. It's an absolute incantation. So before it's news posted on January 24th, 2014, we received this letter yesterday from an anonymous source via U.S. mail. It's just before it's news, it's just a conduit for your news. We thought this information might be of value to our readers. Here's the full text of this letter from people who claim to have worked on the design and construction of the new MetLife Stadium. JPEG scans the letter below the text. The upside-down American flag stamp on the outside of the envelope is an interesting touch. There's a video report also below, and this link will be on our newsletter. And they titled it, "The Trees Involved February 2nd, 2014 at the Meadowlands Sport Complex." Hello, for various reasons to be obvious to you, I will not introduce myself nor any of the others who have contributed to this notification. We have been involved with the construction and operation of the new MetLife Stadium at the Meadowlands Sports Complex. Some of our involvement precedes the groundbreaking, and some of our involvement is current. From here on, I will refer to the upcoming Super Bowl as the Treason Bowl. From the start, from design stages, plans have been made for the stadium and the American Dream Meadowlands Complex to host a well-planned false flag event, so grand that one would think it was planned in the offices of Joseph Goebbels himself. This has been in the works for at least 6 years. The highlight of this treason will be the worldwide live television coverage of this abomination of civilization. This promotion of fear and horror is hoped to inspire the masses of the world to willfully submit to the eradication of rights given to us by God. In the very design of the stadium, spots were planned for the placement of bombs not to immediately kill the stadium guests, but to entrap the guests. The bomb placements are for the creation of choke points to control the movement of the guests. Remember, the highlight is the international live broadcast of desperate human suffering. It will first be answered by militarized police and thug-like New Jersey State Police, but to only be resolved by U.S. Army troops from Fort Dix. The fix is in, racketeering at its finest hour. You may notice that the New Jersey State Police Sports Complex Unit has a noticeable high percentage of troopers that are very big, look like thugs, and we assure you act like thugs. Seven of us have witnessed experiences with them, with varying degrees of rudeness, misery, and disgust. There are traitors within this local state police force who will be enabling the apparent foreigners, in the stadium and in the whole complex. It has been harder for us to be exact with the numbers of U.S. federal agents in on the false flag fix, but we have confirmed that they are to be from the DHS, the NSA, the FBI, and Blackwater. For the Treason Bowl, there may be as many as 11 armed foreign terrorists in the stadium itself, being another 8 of them in the rest of the complex, including the Meadowlands Station. Heavier than air, poison gas will be brought in with CO2 canisters that are used by soft drink vendors. It will not be a quick killer as chlorine gas, but rather a gas that causes more physical contortions and suffering for high-impact live video. This heavier-than-air poison will first target the field level, most notably the athletes on the field. Specific placement of bombs will ensure that no one leaves the field level, a la the closed choke points. False flag Islamic demands will be posted for the release of freedom fighters in Guantanamo, but primarily for the exit of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. For those of you who haven't figured it out yet about the extensively drawn-out Afghan occupation by a supposedly mighty military with untold hundreds of billions of dollars worth of military resources and high-tech intelligence resources against an outmanned and outgunned rebel alliance with a mysterious decade-plus bottomless supply of resources, it's all about the three pipelines, the now-complete Caspian Sea oil and the natural gas pipelines to China and points in between, and the heroin pipeline to developed countries in the West, especially our country. The continuing vagueness of the Afghan occupation should be as obvious as the nose on your face and should consume your curiosity. The lot of us here are amazed how this realization escapes the most of you. Of course, our senses are heightened on this matter, having learned for the past 6 years of the pending evil and doom of the 2014 Treason Bowl. There were scattered warnings before the successful treasonous coup d'etat of September 11. The warnings were not heeded, mostly because such a display of treason wasn't so believable at the time as much as it is believable now. After that event, those previous warnings were given the status as if they came from the Bellevue Nut Ward, even though the event itself showed the warnings to be very accurate. As an aside here, one of us has a relative who was one of the many firefighters who heard the meticulous floor-by-floor demolition explosives in the World Trade Towers. the obvious but never to be explained breakdown of the taxpayer-financed multi-hundred billion dollar a year U.S. intelligence community is well underway again. You must recognize that treasonous orchestrations of such grand scale can only be accomplished with the bottomless pockets of intel agencies, with secrecy as their ally. Rest assured that treason is the correct word for the event. The former military explosive experts of contractor Blackwater will be placing the bombs. We're told that the FBI is complete with the fabrication of evidence. This reminds me of the New York State Trooper C evidence fabricating scandal. This time it's federal, with New Jersey State Police help and much bigger targets. DHS gumshoes have covertly infested the operations of the whole complex, supplying reports as to the progress of the logistics of this fabulous false flag murder fest, and hoping to identify any Meadowlands complex workers who may be getting savvy to the treasonous ploy of federal agencies and subversive New Jersey State Police. The daily security of MetLife Stadium currently is anal retentive and far beyond what our contemporaries at other sports arenas have reported in their facilities. Specific state police officers are tasked to enable the alleged terrorists to their assigned placement for the horrendous and sinister festivities in the first half of the third quarter, when this conspiracy theory will no longer be a theory. DHS appears to be the overall planners and coordinators, while drawing upon the resources of other federal groups, especially the NSA. The NSA seems to have the planned psychological blueprint for the multiple-day death, horror, and state hostage event. Psychological operations have been part of their original mission since 1952 to counter the brainwashing of Korean War captives. NSA has always done psychoactivities and blamed the CIA for most of it. Our hope here is that the treason bolt could be abated per this warning. Much depends on high visibility circulation of this warning. Just the same, you may want to cheer for your favorite team to lose in the conference finals in triple overtime, of course. Good night and good luck. This was CC'd to the Broncos, the Chargers, the Colts, the 49ers, Panthers, Patriots, Saints, Seahawks, Village Voice, Newark Star Ledger, WorldNet Daily, Project Camelot, Truthout, Rumor Mill News, Common Dreams, Blacklisted News, Before It's News, Quantum Future Group, Center for Research on Globalization, Cryptome, Paul Craig Roberts, Laura Ingram, and Mr. Edwin Anzalone. That was the letter that was written. And why? The only reason we're reading it to you is because the theme of this Super Bowl is trap.
Whoever put this out, you know, it's out there for a reason. It's either by them or it's being revealed by someone inside. And as the stuff gets worse, the chaos inside of our nation or the nations of the world and the governments of the world, they're going to continue to foment more and more division between the peoples. They're orchestrating it in China. They're orchestrating it in India to get those guys to go to war. They're using the Japanese prime minister in order to do that between India and China, because they're not going to allow the BRICS economic union to overtake their and find and use the banker's Achilles heel of the West, of the empire of the Windsors, out of the empire that the sun never sets on from Great Britain, that has just been morphed into the United States being the manager of that while they control the United States of America. And there's a couple other things here on the Super Bowl. It's being held on the 33rd day of the year. They go by their sacred numerology and geometry, and it's on ley lines and all that too. The game starts at 3:30. Another 33. 13 blocks of Broadway will be renamed Super Bowl Boulevard for 3 days. I say they chose Boulevard for the word sound of bull. This comes from an email of information that was sent to us by a listener. The game will take place at MetLife Stadium, an outdoor venue in frozen cold East Rutherford, New Jersey. New York City will play the host to the pregame events before the Super Bowl. Broadway between 34th and 47th Streets will turn into Super Bowl Boulevard from January 29th to February 1st. That's from Madison, Mad, I-S-O-N, Mad Ison. ISON, the comet that went through the heavens. See, they believe that these things are entities that are up in the heavens, and what they do is they see something coming or the movements of the stars, and they plan events here on the earth to coordinate with that and fulfill the prophecies that they prophesy about what is to take place. And of course, that does not happen until it is released from the courts of heaven itself, because Yahweh controls all evil. It'll be Seattle Seahawks in Denver, of course, you know. It would be interesting if the Seahawks Eye of Horus logo win the Super Bowl in their 37th season, perhaps number 22, number 24, or reverse 42, Mars, Sean, Best Mode, Lynch will...
Beast Mode.
Oh, Beast Mode. Lynch will win the MVP. This weekend will also determine if It will, ISON versus Manning, Wilson versus Manning in the big one, and in the big one. So we have more.
Broncos are represented by a white horse or a pale horse, too. The International Denver International Airport, which we all know and hold so dearly to our hearts and future world vision.
We've run out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Picasso. Please participate in this petition, because if your life and your fellow people out there, their blood is on your hands and your own abominations if you decide not to come out of it. So keep looking up everything, Ms. Picasso.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.